B. Reading and culture. Read and answer the questions. This summer has been the longest, hottest, and driest summer in a long time. Usually the summer holidays are Elizabeth's favourite time of year. She likes swimming, eating ice cream, and playing games outside. Normally she's allowed to get the paddling pool out of the garage and turn the sprinklers on in the garden because she enjoys running through them in her bathing suit. This year, however, she won't get to do any of that. It is too hot outside to run around, and her parents say there is a drought because it hasn't rained for months, and so they had to be careful not to waste water. Her dad keeps saying he never thought he'd be wishing so hard for it to rain cats and dogs. You don't realise how essential water is to everyday life until you're not allowed to use it as much anymore. Elizabeth is starting to understand how difficult life must be for people who live in really hot countries and struggle with droughts all the time. It is very easy to take water for granted and forget how important it is. We need water for drinking, bathing, washing clothes and dishes, watering the garden, and it is also used to irrigate farm crop and to generate electricity for lighting up homes and running factories and hospitals. Elizabeth couldn't believe it when she found out water makes up over 3/4 of the Earth's surface. But it's important to know that most of this is salt water in the oceans and seas, and people can't really use salt water for much, especially not for drinking. We need fresh water for drinking, farming, and cooking. Elizabeth's little sister, Tammy, has had such a long face all summer and hasn't wanted to play. She only likes watching the clouds in the sky because Elizabeth told her that even clouds are made up of water and that when it starts raining, that is where the water comes from. She learned about the hydraulic cycle at school. Water evaporates from the oceans in the form of water vapour and then returns as precipitation. Now, Tammy spends even more time watching the clouds and waiting for the rain to come. The first thing Elizabeth is going to do when the rain comes back is run outside and let the water wash all over her. It'll be utterly magical. In the meantime, her dad and her have started building a rainwater collection system so that they can start to store up rainwater for next time they have a drought this severe.